It's been my observation and experience that being goy is about the deep connection between a couple of men. That connection begins as a friendship that gradually deepens to the point where defenses come down and inhibitions drop as a bond of powerful affection grows. Often beside an appreciation of each guy's masculine traits and physique. And here's the astonishingly boring fact about what goy relationships look like. On the surface, people usually only see a strong friendship. Often, how deep that friendship goes is invisible. Like a couple of trees growing side by side. You can't tell how deep the roots go or how entangled they are. People run across goys all the time and don't recognize it because goys aren't into advertising who they get naked with. Remember this point. In the original vernacular, the terms best friends implied a connection not seen nor realized by casual observations. As one goy explained,
I gave a kidney to my goy buddy. It was one of the easiest decisions I've ever made. I would have rather died myself in the accident that injured him, rather than to have lost a best friend whom I loved from balls to brows. The expenses, pain, hospitalization and recovery didn't compare at all when contrasted to the relationship I was getting to keep in return.
Love is a complex, wonderful language that expresses itself in many ways. Sharing property, such as living space, money or vehicles with another person makes a powerful statement. Sharing laughter, deep conversation and personal issues, likewise is often a strong step toward intimacy. Between a couple of men, reaching a point of trust where sharing touch, nakedness and mutual climax is the ultimate bond of intimacy between a couple of buds. In my experience, there is a place in the heart of most men where they want affirmation from other strong, masculine men that affirms them as men and does not threaten their masculine core. Is this not exactly what sons want from their fathers on a basic emotional level? Likewise, guys shun sissy bois because sissies do not affirm a joint sense of masculinity. Aggressive boys can fight, and can choose when not to. Other men affirm that they recognize and respect this. But that affirmation is one of outward roughness and shunning of external perceptions of weakness, often culturally necessary. And what is the emotional reaction when one tough guy makes it clear that he values the other guy as much, even more than himself? How does the man feel who realizes that his friend will not raise a hand against him in conflict because his friend values him more as a person than his right to exact vengeance? I think we're beginning to uncover the difference in the feelings between the depths of masculinity versus the petty vindictiveness of effeminate thoughts, acts and lifestyles of the cowardly. Being goy is about the deep connection. Being goy is about loving the wholeness of the other guy so much that the barrier to touch, closeness and emotional intimacy dissolve. It is a deeply intimate and private thing, never to be lauded or flaunted. Being goy is a mindset that says, often nonverbally, although I am a guy with an arsenal of assault weaponry as close as my fists, I value you so much that I want to make you feel good and feel accepted by me, appear. It says, as a guy, being naked makes me vulnerable, but I trust you to be so with you. It says, as a guy, I know that being touched like this has great meaning and feels very good when done in proper context and with total respect. And because I have such feelings toward you, I enjoy touching you in this way because I accept you totally and want to make you feel very good when near me. It says, I accept you without reservation. From your embrace, to your hardened penis that is expressing your mutual feelings as it frantically disgorges the evidence of your reciprocated appreciation, as mine answers in kind. It says, relax into my hug and into the afterglow's peace, with no anxiety or fear, because you are loved and accepted as the virile guy you are, and I affirm you because I am likewise, such a guy. It says, I will never show others your weaknesses or do anything that puts you in the light of compromise. I value the secret depths of our friendship so much that only with mutual consent would I ever disclose them. Because this is the heart of being goy, it is why the gay community is virtually unaware of our presence and society does not comprehend our number. Goy is about the connection. It is about the sacred trust of love between guys who show their soft undersides to each other in a paradigm of being tough. This is what men want and why so many who are in this group have come here. This is the focus of what so many guys write to me about. This is what is missing from the visage of the gay male community, as it thrusts its ass into everyone's face. We are the goys. The distinction is self-evident, and if you knew who was among our numbers, you'd be astonished.